This is WLRN Herald News. I'm Rhonda Victor Sibilia. Trial is set to begin today in the wrongful death lawsuit against Cuba by a Miami-Dade woman whose father was killed in the Bay of Pigs invasion. WLRN Herald reporter Michael Hiblin has the story.
Janet Ray Weininger was only six when her father was killed in 1961. Thomas Pete Ray had been recruited by the CIA to be a pilot in the ill-fated mission.
His plane went down near Fidel Castro's headquarters. He made it out of the plane alive, was injured in a gun battle, and then executed at point-blank range, and then unknown to us. He was kept and his body was desecrated for 18 years.
The suit says as Cuban doctors were treating Ray for his initial injuries, the Army carried out the orders of Fidel and Raul Castro and killed Ray with a single shot to his right temple.
Over the years, I realized that it was time to seek justice. And yes, it's been many years from then, but Fidel Castro is still in power, and I want justice for my father.
Ray Weininger's suit uses a law that allows victims of designated terrorist states, including Cuba, to sue for damages. But one legal expert, University of Miami law professor David Abraham, says the case has no merit.
One cannot invade a foreign country and expect a warm welcome. And if you are captured and imprisoned, you can also be sentenced to death by execution.
Ray Weininger's attorneys say it's unlikely that Cuba will be represented in court. Michael Hiplin, WLRN Herald News.
This is WLRN Herald News. I'm Rhonda Victor Sibilia. A Miami-Dade woman whose father was killed in the failed Bay of Pigs invasion has won her lawsuit against Cuba. WLRN Herald reporter Michael Hiplin has the story.
A judge yesterday awarded Janet Ray Weininger $86 million.
Right now I'm feeling is I honored my father. I stood with him and have always fought for him and for justice. And it's incredibly good feeling, but at the same time you just want to cry because it's painful. But just that I honored him and I want him to be proud because I am my father's daughter.
Pete Ray had been shot down during the 1961 invasion, and the lawsuit said the 30-year-old pilot was executed with a shot to the right temple. Attorney Leon Patricius says now they'll begin pursuing the damage award.
Assets of Cuba sometimes come into our country by chance or by plan. We plan to look for those assets and seize those assets when they come into this country. Lastly, we will look to the international community. We will look internationally through our offices and other offices to seize assets abroad.
As in similar trials, Cuba offered no defense and was not represented in court. Michael Hiplin, WLRN Herald News.